The Gemara is going back and forth from Shmuel. Do we accept Shmuel? Do we not accept Shmuel? Finally, the bottom line, Untish the Shtur, the last line on the Omer is, Moed the Shmuel Sheitmei Med Rabbanu. So you can't ask any kashas. But the Rabbanu Shmuel agrees. Until you get to that conclusion, the Gemara has on the fifth wide line. Gemara is in the middle of quoting. Bryce says, Toshma, Nimtza Satoim, Gimel Speikus Beisha. There are different cases. Al Bissara, if you find a Kesem, on the Basar Safi, Tomei Safi Tahar, is Tomei. Al Chalukah, if you find a Kesem on the Begadim, Safi Tomei Safi Tahar, is Tahar. What in the world is that referring to? The Bryce draws a contrast between a Kesem Al Gufa as opposed to a Kesem Al Basar. What is it referring to? So the Rambam has a unique opinion, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Siman Kuf Tzadik is all about Tzomim. So Nun Chesomet Beis, take a look, the Mishnah Nun Chesomet Beis. The Mishnah quotes Rabbi Akiva, that since the whole din of Tzomim is only made the Rabbanon, so therefore there's a din of Taliyah. Taliyah only, the Gemara said before, which we mentioned the Gemara in Yivamaz Daf Pei Beis, and I wrote down all the Marmakams from yesterday Shir, so I wrote it down from somewhere else. Forgot already where. That in Psachim Daf Tes, the last line on Tes on the base, that the Taliyah is only with the Rabbanim. If Truma is Zman is only the Rabbanim, then you can meet Toilah. If Truma is their Isa, then there's no Taliyah. That's the Gemara in Yavamas. Daf Pei Beis also says like that. We're going to have to discuss two different kinds of Taliyah. Both of the Taliyahs start off, it's rooted in Sveika the Rabbanim Lakula, but it's more than Sveika the Rabbanim Lakula. So the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Akiva, that since the whole din of Ksamim is only with the Rabbana, therefore you can be toilah. So the Mishnah has, but if nothing to be toilah in, so then the woman is Nida, she's Asur al Bala. So the Mishnah says, if Harga Machailas, if the Harga Machailas, I raise a toilah bug. The woman has a right to be toilah. Machailas is a little bug. If the woman knows that she sat down on top of a bug, she sat down on her bed, and the bed has bugs crawling all the time. She knows she sat on a bug, and then she finds dam on her begodim around the sheet. So she right to be toilet b'machola. So the Gemara makes a diuk in the fourth line, the wide lines in the Gemara. On Nunches, on the base, after the Mishnah ends, when the Gemara begins, on the fourth line, the Gemara quotes the caption from the Mishnah. Harga macholas, harga en lo, harga lo. The only time she has a right to be toilet b'machola is at the dam, you attribute the kesem to a bug. That's if she knows Harga Machalas. So whom does the Mishnah follow? Masnis Mani Rab Shimon Gamliel Tanya. The Machlokes Hatanoim. Rab Shimon Gamliel holds you only have a right to be toiler the kesem in a machalas if you know for sure you killed the machalas. Bachachamim Am Nacham Averi Meikol Benkach or Benkach toiler. She has a right to be toiler in machalas because it's very common in the days of the Tanoim. That's what the Gemara is going to say in the verse. It was so common that they had bugs crawling in the beds, even if she doesn't, she's not aware that she sat on a bug, we assume that she can attribute it to. What we had yesterday, we were learning the din, over b'shuk shal tabachim, then you can be toilah. Even though it's a sofik nitas, sofik loy nitas. What if it's a sofik over b'shuk, she doesn't know how she got from one location to the other, where she went that way, she wasn't paying attention. But if she went that way, she went b'shuk shal tabachim, then b'vadoy, she knows she always gets sprayed with dam. Whenever you go b'shuk shal tabachim, you always... So even though the percentage of likelihood is the same, the Pashto says that it's still a difference. That's how the Chavos Da says. You have to have a Vadai Dover to be Toilah. So if Over B'shuk Shal Tabachim Safik Nitas, Safik Loi Nitas, that's a legitimate Liyah. If Safik Over, Safik Loi Over, even though if it would be Over, it would be Vadai Nitas, so you're not sure if you have what to be Toilah, so that's not right. So the Gemara says over here, according to the Chachamim, Benkach HaBenkach Toilah, you can be Toilah B'machalas, even though the woman doesn't know that she sat on a machalah. How come? The answer is, she knows that there are always bugs on the bed. That's how the Gemara says it. The Gemara says later, the bottom tais is, Ir sheyesh b'chazerim, en choshishim b'ksam. What? Ir sheyesh b'chazerim, we know that the chazerim are always, there's always dam all over the place. It is a vaday dovad litlas bo. And Ir sheyesh b'chazerim, there's always dam splattered all over the place. So that's Machlekes HaTanoim. Nachamol. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is very machmer. He says you can only be toile the kesem in a machoilis if harga. Harga and la harga lo. The chachamim are extremely mekel. Benkach toile. Even a big kesem, you can there must be a limit. So there's never a din of kesem. So the Gemara is going to tell you what's, how big can it be? And then Rav Shimon Gamliel makes a comment. Lidvarai, if you'll follow my opinion, and Kate's, every woman is going to have to get divorced from her husband. I think I'm too machmer. Lidivrei chaveirai, according to the chacham who disagree with me, ain't soft, too much of a cooler. Lidvarai and Kate's, why I'm too machmer, shen lecho ishi, shetor lebay, shen lecho kol gemita mitu, shen bekamiti pedam machoilis. They're always machoilis. He's commenting, he thinks his sheet is too chum. Lidivrei chaveir de chachamim, I make all too much. Ain't so, shen lecho ishi, shen a torah lebaylo. Well, you're always going to be mekal on every kesem, only if it's the whole beged is full of ksamim, so gigantic. Elanirim, we should really adopt a compromise opinion, and that's what we have adopted. Elanirim, Dibra B'chanina ben Antignus ben Dvarai mid Dvarayhem. The best sheet is the Pshara sheet, in the middle of the road sheet. Ad kamatela ad kegrishel pul. Ukidvarov onu morim. And we pass like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. That it's less than a gris, you tell them about machalas, even though lo yod shaharga ba machalas. Harga machalas, why? Because they're always, in the days of the Tanaim, there's always going to be a machalas. So it's like vaday over b'shuk shal tabach. There's a vaday what to be toila. And if it's more than a gris, then you have to have something real to be toila. So that's how we paskin. This is a question. In the days of the Tanaim, there were always bugs on the beds. There were always machoilas. So it's like ir sheyesh b'chaser. It's always what to be toilan. The shaila is, so therefore the Tanoim said that's a legitimate tliya because it's considered like vaday over b'shuk shal tabach. And what about Bizman said that it's very uncommon to have? It depends where you live. It depends how clean you are in your apartment. So if your apartment is such that it's very rare to have bugs in the bed, very unusual. So maybe this din of less than a gris no longer applies bizman hazeh. Or let's say we know that if there would be a macholes, the color of the dam would be red. And now we found a mara shachar. The Mishnah has dalad maras damim, and one of the maras that's tummy is shachar, dark, dark black, very dark black. So you found black kesem. And it cannot be toilet but macholes. Macholes is not black. So is the din of pachas mikigris is a din that it's a din of tliya, but normally you have to have a vaday tova to be toilebo. So Rav Chanina ben Antignus says this is so common, this is considered vaday what to be toile. So then if that's the pshat dem is manazeh, very often there wouldn't be any room to be mekel because macholos are not so common at all by most people, and then if it's shachar you wouldn't have the right to be mekel. Or should I say no? Since this manatanoim this was so common. So they established that this is the shear. Less than a usually on the level of the raisa, tipas dam kechardel is metame. That's the lashon of Gemara. Benos yisalach mira al atzman, shafil derais tipas dam kechardel yashu solv shimenikim. That's not slamach vov amir aleph. So what does it mean, tipas dam kechardel? It means the color is kechardel, like mustard, or the size is like the size of a mustard seed. So most of the Rishonim learned that it's the size. The Rabbeinu Yoin and Brochus, what's it doing in brachas? Why is it in brachas?
Because those are the things, lamed aleph, lamed aleph, they give examples of things you can learn, short little divrei Torah before you daven.
The Gemara says you shouldn't, if you're in the middle of a complicated sugya, you shouldn't start davening mincha because your mind is going to be thinking about the complicated marsha, the complicated bir agra. So the Gemara says you should be oimed b'tfila mitoch halacha psuka. If you want to daven right after you were learning, so you should do a halacha psuka, that something that's easy, simple, and there's nothing to philosophize, nothing to klerchach kiris about. The Gemara says, for example, so the Gemara gives a whole bunch of suggestions. So one of them is, I think in the Rambam's Nusach HaTfilah, he has Birchas HaTorah. So we say Yirach Hashem Yishmecha Yaro Hashem Panam Elach Lechaneka Den Eilu Dram Shein Lahem Shiur and so on. So I think if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam Siddur he has, or some of the Goyim have like that. Because that was the example the Gemara gave. So you should be Yomim Metvila Metoch Dibeter. So on Brachas we have instead of the Rana and the Muki Yosef on the side of the Rif, you have the Tamir Rabbeinu Yoin. So the Tamir Rabbeinu Yoin on that Gemara Lamed Aleph Amen Aleph is the beginning of Perik Ein Oimdim, beginning of the Perik there. So the Rabbeinu Yonah gives the two pshatim, whether kechardel means the size or kechardel means the color. So some Rishonim say the color of chardel, it's a maratohar. How could it be the color of chardel? That's damayorik. Damayorik was a machlekes akavya ben mahalalel and the chachamim. Yorik means brown or yellow. So akavya ben mahalalel metame. We don't paskin like Akavi ben Halal. The Gemara says there was one period of time when the chief rabbi passed away, so they offered the position to Akavi ben Halal on the condition they can't have a chief rabbi, he's machmer, asar all the women with Amara Tohar. So they said, we'll offer you the position if you back out from your opinion about the Dama Yark. So how can I back out? That's the din. So they said, sorry, we can't make you the chief rabbi. He was honest, okay. So he couldn't take the position. Like today, probably can't be, I don't know, can you be the chief rabbi if you don't hold from the head to Mechira? I think the present chief rabbi was appointed because he didn't hold from the head to Mechira, something like that. Whatever. So we paskin the Adam Ayorik is Torah. So what does it mean, Tibas Dam Kechardel? It means the size of a chardel. What do you mean the size of a chardel? It's not when the woman has a Tibas Dam, it's not mitam her mitam maga. If it would be maga, when the dam comes out of the body, the dam is on the outside, it's touching her, it's maga, so you have to have a certain minimum size. A kazayis, a revius, a kebetz, or whatever. No, it's a riyah. So tumas riyah is a mashu. The Gemara says that whenever it's tumas riyah, you don't need a shear, I'll be pash. Whenever it's maga, then you need a shear. So the din is that, strictly speaking, when you have a real riyah, you don't need a shear. It doesn't make sense to require a shear. So here, what's the vort min the rabbanon? They declared if the woman has a kesem kigris, then it's metame, that's a shana. Maybe the sheer gris, maybe because bizmana tanoim it was so common that there were machoilos on all the beds. Shemuteris lebail ledvarei and kates, he says. All the women will have to get divorced, he says. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. So because of that, therefore they said you always have a right to be toiled by machoilos, even though you're not aware that there was a machoilos, because it's so rogel. Or no, maybe therefore they made a din, which really does make too much sense. They declared that kesem needs a shear, and the shear is kigris. That's the shaila. So that's the shaila. What would you say if you have a mara shochar? If you have a mara shochar. So in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Tzadik, you have all of the dinim of ksamim. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the shear gris, and Sif Hei, we pass like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. So Rabbi Kivega there quotes the Raven and the Balei HaNefesh, writes, the mara shochar tmeya after pachas mikigris. One line in Rabbi Kivega, the Ravid seems to hold that it's not that they instituted a shear by ksamim. Just like a nida deraisa, tibas dam kechardel, the size of a chardel, a mashu, you don't need a shear. So on the kesem of the Rabbanon, you also don't need a shear. It's a din of tliya. So tliya has to correspond to reality. If it's going to be a marashachar, so you can't be toiled by kigris unless you know that the machoilas in your neighborhood are black. Okay, that's what the Pischa Shuba discusses over there. He quotes in Sivkot Nyud Beis, in Simakuf Tzarek Sivkot Nyud Beis, he quotes the Shuba's Miltzoka, who writes, Chen Shamati Menachaverim. You heard from Talmid Chacham, the Hoyim in Aroi, the Tame Kesem Shocher Shekotten Bikigris, Meitam Azeh Atzma Shei Efshel Litlis B'machol Shehu Adam. But then he's wondering, Ilu Ken Le Yimolet Shei Yaskiru Aposkim. How come nobody says that? How come? So he says, doesn't the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't distinguish, doesn't that imply that less than a Kigris is not Meitam, even if it's Shocher, even though the Macholus is not going to leave a Shocher color, it's going to leave a red color? So doesn't it imply that this is a shear? Even though real rias nida is a chardel, a mashu is metameh, but if it's a kes and they made a shear.
What's so svarah that just like big date sabayinim is mutta because you can't recognize the true color of dam, pachas mikigris, you really can't see that it's dam.
Okay.
So then the same.
Okay. So that's the shayla. Maybe it's not a din of tliya, maybe it's a shear. Okay. So that's what the Miltzdoka says.
According to Rabbi Kivega, how do we ever say Tliya b'zman hazeh when we don't have machayos?
Then you talk, you shouldn't. According to Rabbi Kivega, you shouldn't. So that's what the Pischi Tshuva says. Ein sid retar shetoma alav. He asks on the Miltzdoka that he forgot, he wasn't aware of the rabbi. He probably didn't have a Balei HaNefesh. Sid retar had the Balei HaNefesh that Rabbi Kivega had. And he says, shetoma alav, he says, And the builds doctor Shanela Mimena Divya Rabbi said Balna Shikosov Kane Behedya Dana told him Machala Sala Kesamodam. Unless Mikamakamakamisha Mitsuin Paroshim Shalik Luk Shalham Shoch and Lukasad Musan, okay, then you can be told the Bishocha. So they both the Sidre Tara quotes the Rabbi and Rabbi Kivegi quotes. They seem to be assuming that it's a din of Tliya. So that's Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky writes in his commentary, Chazon Yecheskel on the Tosefta, he says, so Bizman Azeh, the whole Kula Pachas Pikigris really shouldn't apply. Most people don't have, it's not common, not common at all, that you have Macheles walking around on the bed. Very unusual. So it's like, Sofik Ovra B'shuk Shol Tapach, it's not a legitimate Tliya. If it's so, if your apartment is swarming with bugs, then it's like an Ir Sheyesh B'chazer. Then it's like Vaday over Bishuk Shotabach. But Bizmana said that it's so uncommon, you shouldn't have the right to. Unless you say that it's a Shir, so then you're saying against the Rabbit. So that's hanging. This is an issue that Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky raises, and many of the contemporary poskim are not sure where to go. How do you treat this? So I'll call upon him. So that's a question, to what extent do we use this Kula Pachas Mikigris? Yeah. What's the din, let's say, here, the first sif in Hilchas Nida. It says, Tipas. Afilo le'ros Tipas dam kechardel. The Mechaber writes, in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel Sif, even if it's the size of a chardel, if there was hargoshe, so then it's metame. So that's on the level of the Raisa. And then the Shach writes in Sif Kot and Gimel, chardel also has a size. So the Shach writes, what din pachas? Even if it's less than a chardel. Chardel has been the color of a chardel, because that's a damayork. Chardel means the size of a chardel. It's a mashahu. So chardel has a size. So the shach spells that. Who din pachas mik a chardel? Ken kasav hoga b'shem sharidura. Hagor sharidura v'chen kasav achrayim a poshet. That there's no minimum shear. So here the achrayim say, yeah, there's no minimum shear. That's if there's hargasha. But if you find a kesem, then you do need a gris. Less than a gris, we're mako. So they raise the issue on the first page. What does it mean, less than a gris yameko? That means if you find a kesem sofik megufa sofik me alma, so less than a gris your toilet that it must have come from a machalis, it's a din of kliya. What if you know bevados? The doctor tells you it's vada min amoka. The woman knows that it's vada min amoka. Vada min amoka beli hargosha. So we have accepted this kula. That are two different dinim. There's Rabbi Akiva's din and Shmuel's din. Rabbi Kiva's din is sofing the goof, sofing the alma. Shmuel's din, even vaday min amokar, if it's beli hagosha, it's still muta min atara. And midi rabbanon, they were machmer, moidi shmu, midi rabbanon, machmer. So when they were machmer, midi rabbanon, vaday min amokar, beli hagosha, you need a gris or you don't need a gris. So that's a machlokes on the first sif in Shulchan Aruch. So they quote the crazy place by Rabbi Kiveger, by Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz. Here the Yad Avraham quotes, specific crazy place at Kosav, if it's Vada Min Amokar, then you don't need a gris. The whole din of gris only applies as a kesem that Sofik Begufa Sofik Me'almo. The crazy place on Hilchas Nida has another name, it's called the Pharisee Yisrael. So Rabbi Shlomo Eger in the Gil Yom HaShoah quotes the exact same Maramokam that the Yad Avraham is quoting and gives it a different name. Because the Sefer has two different names. You look on the outside of the cover. It's called Crazy Place of Tiferes Yisrael. So he calls it the Tiferes Yisrael HaGoyen Rebbe Rabbi Yonason. And the Yad Avraham calls it the Crazy Place. And then the Yad Avraham refers to the Minchas Yaakov, with the Loka Minchas Yaakov. That's the Taurus HaShlomim. So the Taurus HaShlomim, Minchas Yaakov disagrees. Says, even if it's Vaday Min Amokah, Beli Hargoshe, it's only a din of Kesem, and Kesem needs a Shir. You can't say it's Taliyah. Less than a gris, you're gonna be. I know it's vada min amok. What are you gonna be toilet? What is there to be toilet in? So he holds. No, it's a shear. Less than the shear, even though it's vada min amok, a b'li argosha, you still need the shear. So the minchas Yaakov clearly holds that it's a din of shear. And the other achrayim have this machlokes. Is it Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz and Rabbi Kiveger and the Sidrei Tara and the Pesachet Shuvah? They all hold that it's a tliyah. And then Bizman is there, you wouldn't have what to be toilet by us. It's very uncommon. It's dumb, because Bizman HaTanaim was so common that they had Macholas running around all the time, so then, and they wanted to be make less than a gris, so they made it as a shear. That's how the Minchas Yaakov, they made it as a shear. Not Betoris Taliyah.
Would this also be totally on the fact that we mentioned here before that it's a low Blue Hills Taharas, which don't apply nowadays, so they're not going to be more machmir than in the days of the Tanaim, even nowadays?
A low plug up what?
Isra Labala atu Badikos Taharas. The Kesem is coming. They're not more machmir than they were those days.
Yeah, that's what they want to say. Those who hold that it's a shir, so they say, even though it doesn't correspond to anything today. Bizman HaTanayim, we understand what it corresponds to. They were macholos, it was common. Bizman HaZeh doesn't correspond to anything. So many say beferish. It's still room to be made. It's not a dintli, it's a shir. The Rabbanan, you need a shir. There's room to distinguish. You can say, you only need a shir if it's a kesem sofik miguf, sofik mealma. But if Zvada Men HaMokad Lea Gosh, you can say there they never instituted the Shia. You can still distinguish, even if you hold that it is a Shia, it can still be Mechalik between the two. So here, the Gemara said that that's how we paskin. Kidvar of Anamorim, we paskin like Reb Chanina Ben Antignus, that less than a gris is Torah. So comes the Rambam, the Mechaba quotes this in Kuf Tzadik Sivov. Hod the Bein Shiura, Ben Bekesem HaNimsa HaChaluka, Ben Bekesem HaNimsa Al Besara. You always need a shear kigris, whether the kesem is on the body, kesem is on the clothing, on the sheets. The Yesh Omrim, and the Ramam's opinion is Shalai Omrela, Bekesem Ninsa Chaluka, Ava Bekesem Ninsa Al Besara, Bemekom Shechoshishim Lahem Ein Lo Shear. There's no, the shear of kigris was never formulated when it get to a kesem alaguf. Where in the world did the Ramam get that from? So the Bir Agro has a little bit of a discussion there. The Magen Mishnah has, it's in the Rambam, in Perek Tes, in Hilchas Yisuri Biyah. The Rambam where it belongs. It's not a hidden Rambam. It's quoted by the Mechaba. Halacha Vav, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. First line in the Rambam, Perek Tes, Ein Ha'isha Mitamim Min HaTorah Benida O Beziva. Yesterday, someone suggested in the name of the Chacham is Bezalel that maybe Rashi's opinion is Hargosh is only needed by Nida, not by Zova. That's Faremfa, one of the Shverer Rashi's on Nun Beis, didn't Faremfa on Nun Gimel. So the Rambam clearly doesn't agree with that. The Rambam starts off the first line in Perek Tes, in Hilchas Yisur Abia, Ein Ha'isha Mistamim Men HaTor B'Nida O B'Zivu Ache Targish V'Tiradam V'Yetzi B'Psor. It's the same bit. But then he says you need a Shir Gris. And he says, Halacha Vav, Ma ben kesem animtza al besor lo kesem animtza al big dehuset. How does he know that there is a difference? What is the difference? How does he know? So the Magen Mishnah says, because the Gemara says, Anun zayin am beis, on the fifth wide line, al besor gimel sveikis nimtza satome gimel sveikis bisha by the tiny letter ches, by the ayin mishpate, the tiny letter ches. Al besor sofik tome sofik tohar is tome. Al chaluka sofik tome sofik tohar is tohar. What is that referring to? What case are you machmer and the kesem al besor and you mekel and the kesem achaluk? The Brisa never explains. So the Rambam says, "Ma be kesem al nimsa al besor, kesem al nimsa al bigda." What is the Brisa referring to? A kesem al nimsa al besor ain lo shir. You don't need a gris. A kesem al nimsa al abeged ain a mitama chia ki gris. And he tells you what the shir gris is. So the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam got it from Nun Zayin and based from this line in the Brisa, sofik al guf and sofik al besor. Comes the Raivet is Masig, and all the Rishonim are Masig. All the Rishonim disagree. Because of a Raivet, how can it be? Ain't the Mechuvar, because the Gemara talks Beferish about Tipin, Tipin, Mitztarfim, Arei Mitztarfim. Where's that? Take a look. Nun Tes Amin Aleph, before the end of the Perek. By the tiny letter Tes. Five lines from the end of the Perek. Kesem Oruch Mitztarif. Have a long Kesem, skinny Kesem, it goes a length. So if you would put the whole Kesem, it's not, you see, a gris is a certain width and a certain length, a square. What if it's not a square? Let's say, to be chayv and mezuzah, you have to have a room that's dalar al dalar amas. What if it's not dalar al dalar amas? What if it's a half an amma by 100 amas? So you have more than 16 square amas, but you can't even squeeze in there. You have to be skinny to squeeze in. So many poskim hold you're not chayv. It has to be dollar al dollar amas. You have to be able to deyesh v'kedei l'rabeya dollar al dollar. You don't say that 16 square amas is enough. So over here, the Gemara says that b'negir to the gris, a gris is such a width and such a length. What if it's a long, very thin streak of dam? And if you would have it all in one spot, then it would have been a gris, but it's not in one spot. So the price says that it is mitzaref. Kes toshma, that's the end of the parak, five lines from the bottom. Kes amaruch, very long and skinny, is mitzaref. It adds up to the sheer gris because it's all connected. What I have tipin, a mitzaref. If you have a dot, a spot over here, and a spot over there, they're not connected, then it's not mitzaref together. So the Raivit takes that Gemara. The Raivit assumes that Gemara is talking to Kesem al Gufa, and still the Gemara says that it's not mitzaref. So you see that you need a tziruf. You need a shir. The given is that you need a gris, even al besara. And if it's aruch, then it's connected, it's mitzaref. And if it's tip and it's not connected, it's not mitzaref. So he says that often a Gemara against the Rambam. How's the Rambam going to read that Gemara about tip and? So the Magen Mishnah quotes Ein Zukushya. The Teretz is that the Rambam understood that Kesem al Gufa doesn't need a sheer gris. But if you find tipin, that's an indication that it's not dam and amokah. If it would be dam and amokah, you would find the whole puddle, you would find all the dam together. If you find a little here, a little there, it must be you attribute it to something else. If you would only find one tipa, if you'd only find one tiny tipa's dam al Gufa isha, less than a gris, we would have been mitamit. But if you find specks all over the place, then it can't be that it's dam and amokah. Why isn't it connected? So the fact that it's not connected indicates must have come from some outside source. So the reason why tipin is lahakal is not the word a mitztarfin. The simple translation where a mitztarfin is not mitztarfin to the shirki gris. So the Rambam understood, no. That's how the Magen Mishnah says, vein zukusha. The Rambam understood, a mitztarfin means tzurasa mechachas aleim she'ena megufa. Di megufa ho lahavi lalash kechinu ki hai gavna. That's what the Gemara meant to say. So that's what the Bi'ur Agra points out, that the Rambam's mocker, Bi'ur Agra, the same as the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam's mocker is this line, Hanun Zainam and Beis, that there is a difference between Kesem al Gufa and Kesem al Bigodeho, and the Rambam understood the word A Mitztarfim differently. It doesn't mean not Mitztarfim to constitute Kigris. A Mitztarfim means Tzurasa Mechachas Aleim, that it's not Minamok. Shalom, how do we paskin? The Mechaba just quotes the two opinions. So the Mechaba has a klal. Whenever he writes a din and then he says V'yeshomrim, he means the Iker is the first opinion. He's recommending the first opinion. V'yeshomrim, there are those who disagree. So Mechaba said his piece. So what do we think? What should the din be? So the Pischei Tshuva quotes a machlokes. There were some who think that you should really be machma like the Rambam. And Yud Gimel, Pischei Tshuva Yud Gimel quotes from the Shev Yankif. You can rely on the Das Rav HaRishon. Machlokes, do we really recommend everyone should be machma like the Rambam, that a Kesem al Gufo doesn't even need a Shia Gris? Or can we follow the Rav HaRishon? It's 2 days. Okay, so yesterday we started the topic of Tliya. We said there are two different kinds of Tliyas here. Tliya is only on Dinam Derabbanan. Both Dinam of Tliyas only apply if the issue is only Derabbanan, and it's rooted in Sveka Derabbanan Lekula. It's not identical with it, it's even a step past that. But it's rooted in the halacha of Sveka Derabbanan Lekula. So one Din of Tliya is, Arba B'shuk Shal Tabachim, Onesaska B'Horgo Macholas, Onesaska B'Tzeva. Nisaska b'sora for so on if she is b'chazerim, then you tell her that's the source of the kesem. And then the Mishnah has another kind of tliya that appears in the end of Chelak Aleph Yeridaya Simukuf Yud Aleph with the shtei kederis. That's called shtei kederis. If you have an Issa, the Rabbanon, I have two kosher pots, and an Issa, the Rabbanon, accidentally fell into either one pot or the other, you don't know which pot. So you have no right to say, Sveka the Rabbanon Lekula. If I'm not sure if I mixed in an Issa, the Rabbanon, into the pot, Then I say, Sveikad Rabban Lakula. The worst it can be is it's an Isid Rabban. I'm not sure if I mixed it in. Sveikad Rabban Lakula. But if I have two kosher pots and I know for sure I mixed in the trade ingredient into either this balabas, this pot, or my pot. I don't know which pot I mixed it in. So I have no right to say Sveikad Rabban Lakula. She has no right to say Sveikad Rabban Lakula. Why not? Why can't you say Sveikad Rabban Lakula? Because that's a tie to this Asri. You can't say Sveikad Rabban Lakula, but Mokam tie to this Asri. That's a famous discussion in Achrayim that you can't say Sveka. It's a little bit in Rishayim. The Gemara has a machlekes in the last perik in Psochem and Daf Kuf Ches by Arbekoises that you need a seba. You need a seba. One opinion: you only need a seba on the first two cases. The first two cases he's talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. After the meal is over, you don't say a word about Yitzias. You say something in Mitzrayim. You say hallo, you say nishmas kol chai, you say yishtabach, hoydu l'ashem kitav kiliyom chazda. You're not talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore. You're talking about the gulu hasida. So one opinion in Gemara is you only need a seba by the first two cases. You don't. No one says you need a seba in all four. You only need a seba by the first two when you talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The last two, it's finished. And the other opinion is no. The last two, Yitzias Mitzrayim is over. Then you can have a seba. The first two, you're still talking about the Koshi Hashiva. It's if you didn't yet leave Mitzrayim. It's considered as if we left Mitzrayim when we finish drinking the second kais. After the meal is after Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you only need a seba. The last two kaises, the first two kaises, you don't need. So the Gemara says, since it loyit mehilchas lo kemar, we don't know what the din is. So we go to Chumra, and you need a seba on all four. So the Ran on the Rif raises the question, the whole din of a seba is an invention of the Rabbanon. So why do you go to Chumra? Why don't you go to Kula? Sveikad Rabban Lakula? So the simple answer is, if you're going to go to Kula, so you won't have any haseba. So you know for sure that you're doing wrong. You have to have haseba. So pick arbitrarily two kaises and do whatever you want. No, you can't pick arbitrarily. Since you're mesupik and you can't go to Kula on both, and you can't just pick arbitrarily to require haseba on this and then on that. So you have to go to Chumra on both. You have to say Sveikad Rabban Lakula on both. Similarly, in the beginning, the first parak in Megillah, the din is that the people who live in an ir hamukevus chamos who should be known lay the Megillah and Tezvav. The people who live in a normal city read the Megillah and Yudala. What if you have a city that's sofik mukevus chamos sofik and mukevus chamos? So the Gemara talks about reading the Megillah both on Yudala and on Tezvav. So the Ran there also, the same Ran, on the same riff. Same person wrote the riff, same person wrote the Ran. So there's a stira in the two runs. That's what the Beis Halevi discusses. The Mishnah Melech raised the issue that there's a stira between the two runs, and the Beis Halevi talks about this in his Tshuvas. So the run there raises the issue: why do you have to read the Megillah? Bal Homikra Megillah is on the Rabbanah. Why don't you say Sveikad Rabbanah Kul? Unless you come up with an einfall that Megillah is Dibrei Kabbalah, a Seba is only the Rabbanah. But Kriyas HaMegillah observing Purim says in Tanakh, the Dibrei Kabbalah could Dibrei Torah Damyon. So you have to go lechumra, sofik divrei kabbalah lechumra, but the Ran doesn't answer that. The Ran doesn't answer that.
Might be derabanan at night.
Okay.
You read it at night, but not.
Okay. So the pashtus answer on both cases should have been: you can't say sveka derabanan lekula b'makom tar to this asri. You don't allow sveka derabanan lekula b'makom tar to this asri. And that's the din of shtei kederes. If you have an Issa, the Rabbanan fell into one of two Kederas, and both Kederas are kosher, both are kosher. And I don't know whether it asked this Kedera, that Kedera, so I cannot say, I'll drink my soup and let the other people drink their soup. Each one will say Sveikad Rabban Lakula. No, that's a tie to the Sasri, so you have no right to say Sveikad Rabban Lakula. There is a Gemara in Psochim, where the Gemara talks about Bein Hashmashes, Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, or Tzadina Bein Hashmashes of a Tainis. You have to fast or you're allowed to eat in the Bein HaShemashes. So the Gemara draws a distinction between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur on the one hand and the other Tanisim on the other hand. So Yom Kippur, we understand Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra, but Tisha B'Av is the Cholim of the Rabbanim. So why are we Machmir? On the other Tanisim we're Mekel, because Sofik the Rabbanim L'Kula. So why not be Mekel on Tisha B'Av also? So some were of the opinion, the Mechaber writes in Hilchas Tisha B'Av that a choyla she'ein bo sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. To be allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, you have to have a choyla she'esh bo sakana, badai sakana, at least a suffix sakana. anything less than a Sofik Pikuach Nefesh, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But to eat on Tisha B'Av, if he doesn't feel well to the extent that he can't function normally, it's Mutta L'Mishkov. Mutta L'Mishkov because he doesn't feel well, and if he'll eat food on Tisha B'Av, then he'll be able to function. So the Mechaber says he's allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. That's the Ramban, writes like that. And then the Taz has a taina against the Ramban. That in the Agoyas Maimini on the bottom of the page of the Rambam, if you'll ever notice, Agoyas Maimini has nothing to do with the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Mishlam Melach, they all talk about the Rambam. Agoyas Maimini just makes believe the Rambam never existed. The Rambam says what his opinion is. At the bottom of the page, he tells you the Balei HaTosfos say this, that, the other thing. He just ignores the Rambam. Has nothing to do with the Rambam. Presents the Shitas Balei HaTosfos. Agoyas Maimini was the Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg, and it's the end of the whole tradition of the Balei HaTosfos, and he just makes believe there was no Rambam, and he tells you what the Balei HaTosfos say about everything. He doesn't even mention that it's in disagreement, the Rambam doesn't exist. So in one place there's Agoyas Maimini, he has a Shaila. There was a Chol L'Shem B'Sakana on some Gedalia. Does he have to fast or not? So there, he quotes a Rabbi Natam's tshuva. Rabbi Natam said that in the Novi, in Zechariah, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, that there were three Nevim, Gimel Nevim, Olavim, Oim, Ebova, there was Chagas Chaim Malachi, and they encouraged Bnei Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shlom wants them to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And then when they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, the Balabatim sent the Shaila, the Ksav, to the Nevim, to the prophets who were in the Beis HaMikdash, Ha'efke b'chodesh ha'chamishi hi nozir, should I still cry on Tisha B'Av? Chodesh ha'chamishi is of. Should I still observe Avelis on Tisha B'Av? As we have observed Avelis, we volunteered to observe Avelis the last 70 years of Golas Bavel. Now that we have a Beis HaMikdash, maybe it doesn't make sense to observe Tisha B'Av. So the Novi Zechariah answers a very unclear answer. Tzomar Aviv, Tzomar Chamishiv, Tzomar Shviv, Tzomar Asiri. He's referring to Shivasa B'Tamuz, and Tzomar Aviv, Nisni, Asivin Tamuz, the fourth month, and Tzomar Chamishi is Tisha B'Av, and Tzomar Shvi is Tzom Gedalia, and Tzomar Asiri is Asara B'Tavis. All of the four Tanaisim, so he calls them Tzom. He says he calls it Tzom, and says you have to fast. Until now, they only fasted, it was a minig that they did on their own. And now that the Novi declared it as a Tzom, so you have Mechuyiv to fast Medivri Kabbalah. He just made it Mochomer. The Novi Zechariah just made the Taneis and Mochom. Until then it was a minig, now he made it Midibri Kabbalah. Then in the middle of the sentence, midstream, he says, Yir l'sosan l'simcha l'beis Yisrael. First he calls it a tzom, then he says, it's going to be celebrated as holidays, you're not allowed to fast. And then he continues to say, what are you asking me whether you should fast? Whether you should fast? Your forefathers didn't care, in the name of the Rabban Shalom, your forefathers didn't care what I have to say. I gave him the laws of Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpoch and Shiluach Havadim and honesty and business and so on, and they violated everything, and that's why I had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and send you into Golas to do whatever you don't please. You don't care what I do, you don't care what I have to say anyway, so do whatever you want. So the Gemara says it's a three-way contradiction. On the one hand, he says the Mukhif Tefes Medivir Kabbalah, he makes it Mochom Tzomarvi, the Novi approves of the minik, and he says, now you mechuyiv medivri kabbalah, mocham medikadin medirabban medivri kabbalah. Then he says, kari leyantim. Then he says, it's a rishus. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah explains that sometimes it's a chayvan, sometimes it's an iser tefir, sometimes it's a rishus. All pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara asks in Rosh Hashanah, if that's the pshat in the Navi, so elam eyatas of bizman hazeh, it's ratzim esanim, ratzim esanim. We live in America, so it's ratzim esanim. If you don't want to fast, you don't have to. And all the Taneism. So why do we take a fast on Shivasa B'Tamis and some Gedalia? So Tosis in the Rishonim quote, the halachas Gedalas, Kvash Av Yuh Alay Chayva. The minig is that we fast. So the Gemara asks, if that's true, that it's Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim, Elam Yata Tisha B'Av also, it's Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim. Is that so? So the Gemara says, no, Shiny Tisha B'Av, because the Huchbala Bahatsaris, Beis HaMikdash was destroyed twice, that's Mohammed and the others. That's not totally Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim. So the Shah, how do you read the Pasuk in the Novi? But the Novi spoke about all four, B'chora Machta. It's all in one package deal altogether. So the Taz, so the Rabbi Natam is quoted by the Hagos Maimni on the bottom of the page of the Rama. He says, if you would be Mechuyev to fast Medivri Kabbalah, the shayla that he asked Rabbeinu Tam that is zocher l'shem b'sakana on tzom gedalia. So he says, if you would have been mechuyev to fast medibre kabbalah, we would have said dibre kabbalah kedibre torah damyan. Tzom gedalia should have the same chomer hadin as yom kippurim, and only achor l'sheyesh b'safik sakana would be allowed to eat. But he said, but the Rabbeinu Tam says, hain b'lib bizman hazeh. And it's ratzim misanim, ratzim misanim. It's really optional. The only thing is kvar shaviyo alay choyver. The minig is we follow the bahag that we all fast. So choy l'shem b'sakana is allowed to eat. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Taz Tain is this is only true. Taz Tain is against the mechaber. Mechaber says mechaber in Hilchas Tishabov quotes the Ramban in the Torah of Adam, who says that choy l'shem b'sakana is permitted to eat on Tishabov. So the Taz Tain is that he thinks that's a mistake. We shouldn't paskan like this Ramban quoted by the Mechaber. He says because the Gemara asked the question, if the Navi had a three-part psak, sometimes it's a tzayin, correlate tzayin, tzayin, correlate yontav, and then he says, it's optional, do whatever you don't please, you're not listening to me anyway. So the Gemara says, basically, bizman says, ratzim esanim, ratzim esanim. The Gemara says, elamiyat, the Tishbav is also optional, ratzim esanim, ratzim. The Gemara says, no, Tishbav is different. So the Taz understood Tishbav is different with Divrei Kabbalah. That the pasuk that says you have three chalukas only applies to the other three taneisim. Asur b'tevis, am gedali shavas b'tam doesn't go on tishba. Tishba is different. Tishba remains b'dibri kabbalah b'zman hazeh. You have to fast, but the whole dechayim radin of b'dibri kabbalah. So the Taz says if tishba b'zman hazeh is b'dibri kabbalah. So the rabbi in the time in the tshuva quoted by the Hagos Maimon, he says the only b'dibri kabbalah can b'dibri Torah damyan. So the only hetter to eat on tishba would be achodu sheyesh bo sakana, same as Yom Kippur. So he thinks that we shouldn't follow the psak of the Mechaber based on the Ramban. So the Avnei Nezer comes to defend the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, with all due respect, the Taz lived in the 1600s. Taz didn't have a Rashba. Taz didn't hardly had any sort. Taz didn't have the Rashba on Rosh Hashanah. He says it was printed way later. It wasn't yet printed during the lifetime of the Taz. Taz was a poor man. He hardly had any manuscripts. So he says, now we have access to the Rashba and Rosh Hashanah, so we know what the story is. The Rashba writes, "Anat sugi and Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yud Ches, Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Ches." The whole sugi that discusses the Tanesim and the Megillas Tainis, the Yomim Taima, Megillas Tainis. So the Rashba writes, "Midivri Kabbalah Tisha B'Av is the same as all the other three Tanesim, and Bizman Hazeh should be Ratzim Misan Ratzim Misan." The fact that Shiny Tisha B'Av, the Chamira Tvei, Huchbala Bo Hatzaris, that the Churban Beis Hamikdash twice. That's midirabbanan. That's not midirei kabbalah. So since Tisha B'Av bizman hazeh is on a midirabbanan, it's not midirei kabbalah. So the whole chumrah of the Rabbeinu Tam midirei kabbalah, midirei Torah damya, that you can, should only be matir by chodesh sheyesh b'sakana, doesn't apply. Somebody published Rav Soloveitchik's talks on the kinnis a couple of years ago. So they. I think they just copied word for word. What they had a tape and they copied word for word. So look, I know I make a lot of mistakes when I say the shir. People correct me after the shir. Rav Soloveitchik was a human being also. He made a lot of mistakes also. So they printed in his name. They didn't have anybody check. They printed his name that Tisha B'Av, the only one who's allowed to eat is a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana. Chodesh sheyesh b'sakana is not allowed to eat. Tisha B'Av has a din of a tainis tibur, and that's what I mean. Tainis tibur is like Yom Kippur, only chodesh sheyesh b'sakana. So I'm sure Rav Soloveitchik never passed him like that. I'm sure he passed like it says in Shulchan Aruch. They shouldn't have printed that. He got carried away in the middle of his shiur, like every human being gets carried away, and you say things that are not accurate. The halach is that like it says in Shulchan Aruch, not like the Taz. We follow the Ramban. Ramban explained that on Tisha B'Av the Chodesh Shem B'Sakana is permitted to eat. So the shaila is, the Avnei Nezer has a natshuva, so he raises a question, but the Gemara says in Mokim Shenuagu in the middle of Psochim, what's the story with Bein HaShemoshes? Do you have to fast Bein HaShemoshes or not? So the Gemara draws a contrast between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur on one side, as opposed to the other Taneisim on the other side. The Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur Bein HaShemoshes is also and Shat Taneisim is Mutzah. So Yom Kippur, we understand Yom Kippur is a Sveka Deraisa L'Chumah. But Tisha B'Av is not Deraisa, so why don't you say Bein HaShemoshes is Derabbana? The whole Tisha B'Av is only Derabbana, so Bein HaShemoshes should be Sofik Derabbana L'Kula. So doesn't it seem like the Taz is right, that Tisha B'Av is Manazez Medivri Kabbalah? And since it's b'dibre kabbalah, dibre kabbalah ki dibre Torah damyan, so I say safik dibre kabbalah lechumra. That's what some say about the safik. Rabbi Kiveger quotes from the Turi Evin. Rabbi Kivegan Hilchas Megillah quotes from the Turiyama. Person is paying attention to Mikra Megillah, he's not sure if he missed a word, not sure if he heard all the words. So Rabbi Kivegan Orachayim quotes in the Turiyevan, since Mikra Megillah is Dibre Kabbalah, Kidibre Kabbalah, Kidibre Torah Damyon, so Sofik Daraisa Luchumer, the Sofik Dibre Kabbalah Luchumer. So you have to listen to the whole Mikra Megillah all over again. You say Sofik Daraisa Luchumer. Others agree with the principle that Sofik Dibre Kabbalah Luchumer, but they disagree. They say Mikra Megillah is not Dibre Kabbalah. The Minchas Haluza has a whole chiva about this, and he writes, he disagrees. He quotes other poskim. They say not like Rabbi Kivega's Turiyevan. They say they quote a Rashi in Tainis that in order to be labeled as a Dibre Kabbalah, it has to appear in Tanakh Beloshen Tzivui, like it says. That's Dibre Kabbalah. But Mikra Megillah never says. Where does it say in the Megillah? You have to hear the Megillah. What does it say? It just says Hayam Vayela Nizkarim Vinaasim. So the Gemara understands Nizkarim does mean the days are remembered, the days are spoken of. Nizkarim. Like Zachar Yom Shabbos Lakatshei. So the Gemara says it doesn't only mean remember the day of Sabbath to keep it holy. Mention the Hazakir. Mention that on Shabbos to recite Kiddush. Mention on Shabbos that today has Kedusha Sayyim. Zachar is here also. Hayam Vayelin is Karim Venasim. Zachar is Shasalacha Molech. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean remember. It says Lois Hishkach. So why does it say Zachar? Zachar means Beteh. You should mention. So here also it says Hayam Vayelin is Karim that the days of Purim are spoken of. Well, what do you mean spoken of? You recite the Megillah. You read the Megillah. But it's Belosh and Sipur. It doesn't say make sure you read the Megillah. It says the Megillah is read on Purim. The practice is the Jews read it on Purim. So that's what the Minchas Haluzer says based on the Rashi in the end of Tainus. Rashi on Tainus, not by Rashi, so whoever it is, Sura Rashi, whoever wrote it. So the Mefarish on Tainus writes that Mikra Megillah, he doesn't talk about Mikra Megillah, he says in order for something to be considered Dibre Kabbalah, you need that it should appear in the Nevi'im Ksuvim Belosh and Sipur, that it has to say you have to do that. So he tainas the Minchas Halozah tainas with the other posk, and the Mikra Megillah never says explicitly Beloshen Tzibui. So Mikra Megillah thinks it's only Midr Rabbanan. If you would have a suffix in Shalach Manas, Matanas Lev Yainim, or Sudas Purim, that would be Dibre Kabbalah, Dibre Torah Dami. But so getting back again to the Avni Nezer, disagrees with the Taz. The Taz holds that observance of Tisha B'Av is Manazeh is considered Medibre Kabbalah. Medibre Kabbalah could be Torah Damyan, so the only hatta to eat would be Bechodesh Eish B'Sakona, and we shouldn't follow the Psak of the Mechaber based on the Ramban. And the Avnei Nezer said, no, we do follow the Psak of the Mechaber because the Rabbein Tam wouldn't disagree over here. Everybody agrees that Tisha B'Av is Manazeh is only Medibre Kabbalah. No one ever held that it's Dibre Kabbalah is Manazeh. How do you understand the Gemara that Ben Ashmashis is Aser? Isn't it based on the fact that Tisha B'Av is Medibre Kabbalah, Dibre Kabbalah, Kedibre Torah Damyan? So the Avnei Nezer says, no, that's not why. He says, the answer is Pashit. Tisha B'Av is Leila Kiyoma, you have to fast all day and all night. So you have two Ben Ashmashis and you have to worry about. The first Ben Ashmashis entering Tisha B'Av, and the second Ben Ashmashis exiting Tisha B'Av. So if you'll be Mekal on the first one, say Ben Ashmashis is Kiyom, then you have to be machmer on the second one. Ben Ashmashis is kiyom when you're leaving, so you have to fast. But if you want to be mekel on the second one, Tisha B'Av is only with the Rabbanon. So if you want to be mekel on the second one, then you have to be machmer on the first one. So it's like shtei kederis. That's what he writes. It's like shtei kederis. So you can't just decide arbitrarily, I'm going to be mekel on this one and machmer. You can't be mekel on both. You can't say sveka de Rabbanon l'kula, v'mokim tarte de sasri. And you can't just pick arbitrarily, so you have no prayers, you have to be machmer on both. But on the other three Tanaisim, Asar B'Tevis, Sam Gedali, Shavasa B'Tamas, you only have one Ben Ashmashis to worry about because the whole night you're allowed to eat. So if you only have one Ben Ashmashis, it's a Sofik Darabon, Lukula. Ben Ashmashis, you have a right to go Lukula. That's what Avni Nezer says. He says the fact that the Gemara Paskins in Psachim and Perak Makam Shinogu, that Ben Ashmashis of Tisha B'Av is Asar, just like Yom Kippur, is not because of the fact that it's Dibre Kabbalah Kedibre Torah Damyan. That Gemara should be a hoichocha to the Taz, that observing Tisha B'Av is Manazem Dibre Kabbalah. No, it's not correct. It says the Rajman Rosh Hashanah says not so. The Pasuk in Zechariah lumps all the four Tanaisim together. All of them is manazeh midibri kabbal. As far as the chari is concerned, arot misan arot misan. The fact that we are more machmer at Tisha B'Av, that's only midirabbanon. That's not midibri kabbal. So why is it ben hashmashis luchumah? He says that's the din of shtei kederis. So the din of shtei kederis is a suffik the rabbana lakula. If you misupik, if an isa the rabbana fell into a pot or didn't fall into the pot, suffik the rabbana lakula. But if you know bevadai the isa the rabbana fell into either pot A or pot B, you cannot be mekel on either. You can't say sveka the rabbana lakula tarte disasus. You have no choice. You have to be machmer on both. You have no choice. You have to be machmer on both. So what happens if you have an isa the rabbana fell into one of shtei kederis and one of them is treif? If both of the kederis are kosher, that shtei kederis, you have to be machmer on both. If one of them is treif, one of them is kosher, then you say tell them it's akal kol b'mekulki. You have a right to assume that the treifis fell into the treif of pot. Mazeh, what? This is mathematical likelihood probabilities. If both of them are kosher and it fell into one or the other, you have to be machmer tas of both. And if one is kosher, one is treif, so what? It's a magnet. The treif of pot draws the treif of iser into it. Why should you assume? So obviously it's not based on a ruba delesa kamon. It's not based on the rules of probability. It's a din of taliyah. Since it's an isa de rabbanon, so that's the gemara m'sachim daf tes. And the gemara Yevamos yesterday we quoted from Yevamos daf pei beis. The gemara talks about truma bezman hazeh de rabbanon. So if truma de rabbanon fell into one of two sacks, and one sack is truma anyway, the other sack is chulin, and if the truma fell into the chulin sack, it's going to aser it. So we have a right to be toiler to assume that it fell into the truma sack. So that's based on the principle. It starts off as sveka de rabbanon lekula, but you can't. This is not simple. That's what the Pri Chodesh writes on the pincha, then the side of the page in Kuf Yud Aleph on Yerid Day, the end of Chelek Aleph. It's not a simple application of sveka de rabbanon lekula, because it's really ikva yisur over here. I know for sure the isa de rabbanon fell into this part or that part. I know there is an isa de rabbanon here. I don't know, did it fall here or here? So that should have really, I should have really declared, Ikva Yisuri, you have no right to declare, Sveka Darabon Lakula. So here they introduced a new word. If it's a Shtei Kederis, it fell into either A or B, and one of them has a Cheskas Heter, one of them has a Cheskas Iser. So you tell a Cheskas Heter on its Cheskas Heter, you say it's still kosher, and the one with the Cheskas Iser remains also, and Shai. So that's Tolem Sakal Kolabim Mekulkum. It starts off as saying Sveka Darabon Lakula, but not 100%, because it's in Ikva Yisura. You have to add on the one that has a Cheskas Heter remains the Cheskas Heter. So that's similar.
Is that Rab David Karlina?
I think Rab David Karlina has this in one of his Chubas. That's how he starts off, by explaining this din. He describes that's the din, that's the second din of Kliya. The one din of Kliya was Over B'Shul Shal Tabachim on the Saska Bitseva, or Yishyesh B'Chazerim. That's one kind of Kliya. And then there's a different kliya. That's one kind of kliya. And this is a different kliya. If you have shtei noshim were sleeping in the same bed, or shtei noshim wore the same dress, and then you find the kesem, so the Gemara says you should be mitami both. It's like shtei kederis. Even though ksamim is only the rabbanon, you have no right to say sveka darabon lakula. I'll be lohakula and she'll be lakula. Both be lakula. Shtei kederis, it's a tarte disaster. So you can't do that. So you have to be machmer on both. Sometimes you say sveka de rabbon or lechumra. If it'll be a tar to the sas, you have to go lechumra on both. Unless one of them is anyway a nida, and one of them is a tahira, so then you can be toila. Or if you'll be one of them is a nochris. So if you'll attribute the dam tar, it's not going to change her status. A nochris is not tumeya min haTorah at all. A nochris is not mekabel tumah at all min haTorah. I mean the rabbanon. A nachrim and a nachris have a tumah like a zav. The chachamim wanted us to stay away from the nachrim, so they declared all of the nachrim and the nachrias have a tumah kizav. So if you'll attribute the rias, you find the kesem of dam, you'll attribute it to the nachris. So the status of the nachris doesn't change ki hu zeh. Whether she has a rias dam, she does not have rias dam. The nachrim and atara have no tumah whatsoever. And with the rabbanon, the woman is tmeya anyway, whether she had the dam or she didn't have the dam. So that's like one person is Tamei, one person is Tohar. Let's say one of the two women who wore the dress, who slept in the bed, is the Yosheves Al Dam Tohar. She just had a baby a couple of weeks ago. She's in the middle of the 33 of the 66 days of Yimei Tohar. So if you attribute the Dam to her, it won't change her status. She was Tohar until now. She'll remain Tohar. She'll continue to remain Tohar. Mashenikan, if you attribute the Dam to me, I'm not in the middle of Yimei Tohar. So it'll be Mitamei me. So that's the din of Taliyah. if you'll attribute the dam to one, the status will not change. Her status will not change, and my status will not change. If you attribute it to me, my status will change. So you leave everything on the chazaka from before. So that's a separate din. It's a different din of tefillah. Not the same din. Like Rabbi Akiva told the Talmidim, the woman has a makah shechola lehigaleah. That's a different kind of tefillah. Here you're talking about shtei kederes. It's a different kind of a tefillah. So sometimes shtei kederes will be a tar to the sasri. You have to go to chumran both, and sometimes it won't be a tar to the sasri. So you can attribute to the misal kalkola bimakukol. So he mentioned the Gemara has a shaila here towards the bottom of the last 20 lines on Samach Amar Aleph. Boy Menei Rab Yechanan Mi Rab Yudah B'Reb Livoy. Rab Yechanan was the first generation of Amaram. He's a Talmud of Rab Yudah Anasi. He asked the question of Rab Yudah B'Reb Livoy. Imal Litvos Kesem B'Kesem. Two women wore the beged, two women slept on the beg, on the bed. And they found a kesem, and one of them is a balas kesem, and the other one is tahira. So if you attribute the kesem that we found to the balas kesem, she'll have the same status that she had before, balas kesem. If you attribute the kesem to me, I'll have a whole asik. I'll have to have shimonikim now. So I would have thought, tahira is a kesem, a kesem. Mama, she don't change her status. She is a balas kesem. She's a balas kesem. We'll attribute another kesem to her. It doesn't make it din any better, any worse. Days the same. So that was the shayla that he asked. What's the din? Can you be toilet kesem mikesem? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion. Amalei ain't toilet. No. So he asked, my tam, if he ain't toilet, he has a tradition. That's the halacha. Ain't toilet kesem mikesem. How in the world are you supposed to understand that? Why is ain't toilet kesem mikesem? It says on the side, why? My tam, if he ain't toilet. So on the margin, on the right hand side, he writes, Kabbalah hi kach. That's the tradition we have. Kach. That's the din. If he ain't toilet kesem mikesem. He can't. How do you understand it? So maybe that's what we suggested yesterday. Maybe what it means is Mina Torah the Balas HaKesem is Tahira. So we're both Tahiras. I'm Tahira and she's Tahira. With the Rabbanah we say the Balas HaKesem, they were Machmir. We assume not only are they Machmir the Taurus, they're Machmir the Baila, fine. Machmir Hain, Machmir Morgan, but the question is with the Rabbanah, do we declare the woman has a din of a Nida with the Rabbanah? So the Gemara says, no, she's Becheskas Tahara. Since Menatari, she's Tahara Midirabban, she's also Becheskas Tahara. It's a din on the Gavra. It's not that she is a Nida. She has to, a din Hanhoga. She has to be Noyeg as if she were a Nida, but it's not that she really is a Nida. So since it's just a din Hanhoga, so both women are Becheskas Tahara. And the whole Yisoid Adin of Taliyah by the Shtei Kederis, by the Shtei Noshim is, you don't change anybody's chazoki. If this one has a cheskas tara and this one has a cheskas tara, then you have to go l'chumra on both. Am chudish digi gemar. Ein toilem kesem bekesem. Even though Seichel dictates that mamish, you're not changing her status, it doesn't help because in advance they both have a cheskas tara. So that's the shaila. What about that's what we mentioned yesterday? What about the dam besulim? Dam besulim, that's the beginning of Perek Tinoikis. Dav Samach Dalet on the base. The Gemara explains, Mina Torah, Dam besulim is not Dam in a Makar. It doesn't come from the Chelek HaSvogi inside at all. It's Dam from a Makar. Dam Makar is Mamish Tohar. And then with the Rabbanon, they were Machmir to declare that Dam besulim is Asura Baila. There's a question, even the Mishnah Achrayna, Mishnais wants to make the Yukim and the Ram. Maybe the din of Dam Besulim, they were only Machmir with the Rabbanu Legabi Lebaila. Maybe they never introduced the Chumr Legabi Taris. Maybe it's not both, Baila and Taris. Maybe it's only Gemara Beferish Legabi Baila, but maybe Legabi Taris not. So you can't, there's room to argue the point and say that even with the Rabbanu, if you say a Balas HaKesem, who is not only Tmeya Legabi Tari, she's Tmeya Legabi Baila also. So we say, Ein Toilem Kesem, Mikesem. A Balas HaKesem is Becheskas Tara. She doesn't have a Cheskas Tuma.
But even if you'll be Toilet, she'll still have the same Cheskas Tara.
Nothing will change.
Nothing will change.
Mamish exactly the same. But still, the whole, that's what Rab Dovid and Karlina writes. The whole, you see from this Gemara, the whole Yisoid Adin of Taliyah, Toilem Misa Kalkol B'Mekuk, when you have Shtei Kederis, she really says it's tied to the Sas, you have to go to Chumran both. You can't say Sveka Darbana Lekule by Tartar Sasri, unless one of them, unless unless one of them is becheskas sis and one of them is becheskas heter, then it's illegitimate. But over here, they both have a cheskas heter. But she has a cheskas heter with a din hanhoge, and I'm not going to change her status. No, it has to be one has a cheskas iser, one has a cheskas heter. So we say the balas akesim does not have a cheskas tumah. She has a cheskas tara. It's a din hanhoga on the garbage. She has to be noig as if she's a nigga. So that's why there's room, that's why in Shulchan Aruch they say, I'm pretty sure it says like that, that a tinoikis who has dam besulim, tinoikis means the girl is very young who gets married. Today they're not getting married tinoikis anymore, but they're still, it's named dam besulim. So even though dam besulim, the Gemara says, chaz revinim, nevagamru, bal bilis mitzvah, pyresh. There were different kufis in the Gzera de Rabban until you get to Samachem Beis, where you have the tiny letter Gimel in the Gemara. The Tanya Rabbi Seinu Chazer and Imnu, that Boel Bilas Mitzvah Parish. That Dam Basulim Asas Labaila. And it could be like this, like the Mishnah Achrona, Mishnah wants to say, you look in the Rambam, he gets the impression it's only Labaila, not Lataris. So you can't say if it's only Labaila, not Lataris. You can't say that she has a Cheskas Tumah. It's also a din hanhoga. You have to be annoying as if the woman is a tameya, but she really isn't tameya. She really has cheskastar. So even mizman hazeh after that, this is a din derabanan. Ksamim is a real bona fide din derabanan. Boel milas mitzvah parish is a real bona fide din derabanan chazavinim. It's not benayis yisraelach mira al atzman. It's not a minik. Benayis yisrael, the Gemara said, asamach vavam and alam is only a minik. This is a real din derabanan. So nonetheless, in Shulchan Aruch it says, you can't be toile in the girl who has the dam besulim. If two women slept on the same bed, one of them is having dam besulim and one of them is not, so, and you find dam, so why not attribute it to the girl who has the one who has a dam besulim is manazez asur labayla, and the other one who's not in the middle of dam besulim is materis labayla, so she's the man, she's the hira. So the din is not, you can't, even bismanazez after they made the gzera der rabbani, still can't be toila in the one who has dam besulim, because she's really becheskas tara. It's not worse than the balas akesim. It's more kal than the balas akesim. And that's what the Rishonim have a machlokes. The Ramban has a machlokes with the Ravid in the Bali HaNefesh. What's the din? But I say, so lachmir al atzman, this man hazeh. We are machmir by dam tohar. By dam tohar, if the Isha has dam in the 33 days or the 66 days, so there was a, so in Chumash it says the woman is tahira. Teishe b'dmei tahar, even if she has dam that's mitame, the din is at the minatar, it's tahar. Did it ever change? Did the din derais ever change? So that's a big machloikis. So we're machman that. We assume that the Rambam quotes that was a machloikis. There were those communities where they held b'nai selach mera alatzman doesn't apply. Dam tahar, dam tahar. Dam tahar is a pasuk in Chumash. Why should they change that din? In our practice is not so. We assume that based on B'nai Yisrael Achmir Al-Atzman, so the Dam Torah also asks. So the Shaila is, whether B'nai Yisrael Achmir Al-Atzman, is that only a minig, or is that a real din? So the Rishonim, you look in the Shach and Yoredei, he's quoting a kitzur of the Ramban and the Raibet have this machlokes. So they assume if it would be a real din, the Rabbanon, B'nai Yisrael Achmir Al-Atzman, and therefore Dam Torah is really Asura Midina B'zman Hazeh. Maybe it started off as a minik, but once the Gemara quotes it, and then once the Amoraim endorsed it, so maybe Bismanazeh became a real din de Rabbanon. So if it really became a real din de Rabbanon, then you should be able to be toile in the woman who has dam in the middle of Yimei Tohar, because she's really a nida, she's becheskas tmei. So in Shulchan Aruch we don't pass like that. We pass him, even Bismanazeh is not a din de Rabbanon. It's only a minig, and since it's only a minig, the woman remains becheskas tara. Actually, she's asur al baila anyway. Why not attribute the kesem to her? No, because the din of toilem esakal kol b'mekulka, the second din of tliya, has to do with, like Rabbi David al-Kalina, he didn't make a big tzimis about this. The opening paragraph in his tshuva about the tliya, he just said it has to do with shtelang av chazokas. If one has a cheskas tumah, one has a cheskas tara, so you leave the chazokas the way they are. So if it's really a din de rabbanon, so there's room to say the isha in the middle of Yimei Tohar has a cheskas tumah, but we paskan is not even in din de rabbanon; it's only a minute. So therefore, there's room to be made.
Even if it's a din de rabbanon, it's no better than dam besulim, which is a din de rabbanon. So
I don't know about that. You see, Dam Besulim, the way the Mishnah Achrona wrote, he wants to say that even with the Rabbanon, they didn't make it all the way. As a diuk from Iram, that they only were Geizel Labaila, not Letaris. So that right away shows you it's only a Din Hanhoga. And even though the Balas HaKesem we pasuk in Ksamim is both Labaila and Letaris, so that's what the Gemara says. No, we have a tradition. The Kesem is really Sofik Megufa, Sofik Me'alma. And even if it would be Megufa, it's Beli Hargosha. So the Kesem Mishnah says it should really be a Sveika de Rabbanu Lekula. The old din of Balas HaKesem, the old din of Ksamim de Rabbanu, the Kesem Mishnah says doesn't make any sense. That's how the Nodi Behuda starts off his tshuva. Why in the world did they make a din of Ksamim de Rabbanu? Sofik Megufa, Sofik Me'alma, so it's already Mutam and Atayra. And even if it would be Megufa, but Sofko Sofu was Beli Hargosha. So what were they machmen for? So that's when the Nadi Yehuda says, oh, we paskal like Rem Nechemiah. It's only on the Dovah HaMekabal Tumah. They started off Bizman, Atanoim. They were still Noig the Dinam of Tumah Vetara. And Mokah Mekameh Tomeh. So if it is Damin HaMokar, even though it's Beli Hargoshe, it'll be Metameh, the Beged or Metameh, the Kli that she was sitting on. So since they had to be machmer on the Kli, because that's a real Din Daraisa, Mokah Mekameh Tomeh, so they Asad Labaila. If they'll be make a labaila, the people will make a mistake. They'll think that it's not mitame either. So there, at least, you have makom mekame tome. But over here, by the, that's by the balas akesem. But over here, by the dam tohar, then our Torah is garnish be garnish. It's nothing. So if it's a real din midirabbanon, so you say b'nai selach meira alatzmi. She's a nida midirabbanon. But if you say it's only a minig, then even midirabbanon, she's becheskas tar. But if it would be midirabbanon, then it'd be a real nida midirabbanon. We declare that she's a real nida midirabbanon. That's what, because of that shach, the shach points this out, that dam tohar bizman hazeh, the only reason why it was bizman Rambam, there were different countries in the world where they were mekel and different countries where they were machmer. The Rambam quotes in the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Mishnah Torah. In different areas there were Mekel, different areas there were Machma. Our practices there were Machma. We assume that this too is included in B'nai Yisrael Achmira Al Atzma. But we assume that B'nai Yisrael is only a minig. We assume it's not a real Din D'Rabban. So that's why we mentioned earlier in the year, I think we must have been talking about, we spoke about Shuman Agid. Yeah, in the earlier Gilgal. But we were talking about Gid Anoshe and Shuman Agid. So the Gemara's Lashon was there in Perigid Anoshe. The Shumad Agid is Mitam and Atorah. Yisrael Kiddushim Nogbo Iser. So the Kesem Mishnah came to defend the Rambam in Hilchas Korban Pesach from the Hasagas Arayved. The Rambam says when you shech the Korban Pesach, you're supposed to broil the Rosh Val Krov Al Kirba. You're supposed to broil the whole Korban Pesach intact, and then you slice it up later. So the Rambam says you have to cut out the Chutei Dam. If you're not going to cut out Chutei Dam, you're going to broil it. It's going to make a treif. So you can't broil the whole Korban Pesach. It's not enough just to be zerk the dam on the mizbech. You have to cut out all of the big arteries and all of the veins and so on. And the Rambam says you have to cut out all the chelev. Not all the chelev is korv agavi mizbech, is it? Maybe all the chelev is korv agavi mizbech. You have to cut out the chelev, otherwise it will make the Korban Pesach treif. And then the Rambam says you leave the gid anoshe. If you broil the Korban Pesach, then you cut out the gid anoshe. So the Ravid screams. Ravid writes a funny lotion. If I would be there and this guy would bring his Korban Pesach, I would throw it on the floor and tell him it's treif. He's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. What, you broil the Korban Pesach with the Gid Anoshe? He made the whole thing treif. What's Takat Pella and the Rambam? Rambam says you have to cut out the Chutei Chelev and the Chutei Dam. So why doesn't he say you have to cut out the Gid Anoshe? So the Kesem Mishnah comes to defend the Rambam. So he says if you leave in the Chutei Chelev and the Chutei Dam, it'll make everything treif. You leave in the Gid Anoshe, we is a machlekes satanai. We pass can aim the Gidin, but I said, Tam, the Gid Anoshe doesn't make treif the rest of the bain. That's how the Rama paskin and the Shulchan Aruch paskin. That's how the Gemara paskin. Aim the Gidin, but I said, Tam. Aye, the Shuman Agid. So that's a machlekes and Taisus, two opinions in Per Gid Anoshe. So one opinion in Taisus was that Shuman Agid is only by the Rabbana Otu Gid. So the Gid does Nasa Tam Kikar, so the Shuman Agid does Nasa Tam Kikar either. But the Rambam doesn't hold like that opinion of Tosis. The Rambam and the Paskins like the Rif all the time. The Rif and the Rambam and the Mechaber write like the other opinion of Tosis, that it does Asa. So if the Shumad Agid Asa, so everybody's Korban Pesach. The Rambam says you have to broil the Korban Pesach with the Gid, with the Shumad Agid. After you're going to finish, you'll cut out the Gid on Asha, but the Shumad Agid has Tam. It's Mispashit all over the place. It doesn't make Treif. So the Kesem Mishnah says yes. He says Shumad Agid isn't even awesome at the Rabbanon. If it would have been awesome at the Rabbanon, you would have to cut it out before you broil the Korban Pesach. But the Lashon HaGemara was Yisrael Kiddushim Nogabo Isim. So he's Medayik, the Kess Mishnah is Medayik, that it's only Asa Mitam Minig. It's not Asa Midina. So he says, what do you do when you have a conflict between a real din and a minig? So you have to observe the din. He can't observe the minig. So he says, once a year, every single year, everybody had to violate the minig. On Leil Pesach, when they ate the Korban Pesach, because there's a din, Rosh Hashanah Korah Al-Kirbah, everybody has to violate the minig of not eating Shumar Agid, because they broiled the Korban Pesach intact. The Chelev and the Chutei Chelev and the Chutei Dam, you got no choice. If you're not gonna cut it out, it'll make the whole thing treif medina. So you have to cut it out. But since Shumar Agid is only us mitam minig, and in conflict with the minig is the real din Rosh Hashanah Korah Al-Kirbah, to broil the whole Korban Pesach intact altogether, the Gemara Mishnah says the din takes precedence over the minig, and Leil Pesach, everybody in Yerushalayim violates the minig. So that's what we mentioned. Rav Gustman at the end of his Sefer on Kiddushin has a whole tshuva halacha lamaisa. Sometimes women are unable to conceive because of the fact that we insist on Shiva Nikim. And sometimes the Shiva Nikim is Medina, sometimes the Shiva Nikim is only a minig. And he says, and we paskin that the minig is still only a minig. It didn't become a din derabbanan. He refers it to the shach. Machleg is the Ravid and the Ramban. And he says, we paskin, the Gemara says, hecha denog, nog, hecha la nog, hecha de achmer achmer, hecha de achmer loy achmer. The Gemara samach vavav and aleph. We assume that that's still the case. Even Mizman Azeh, B'naisa Selach Mira Latzman, is only a minig. So he says, if it's only a minig and there's a real din to have Pira V'rivya, so if you have a situation where it's just impossible, biologically it's impossible for the woman to have to conceive if she's going to observe the minig, so then he says you have to be, whenever the minig comes in conflict with a real din, you have to observe the din. So then you got to figure out, which case is it only a minig, and which case is it a real din? So you got to learn the Gemara, it's not above.
Why don't we apply the mitzvah?
The Gemara has one simple answer that the Gemara says in the beginning of Yivam, is Ese Decha Lo Isese doesn't apply to Lo Sese Sheish Bokoris. Here it's a Nida Lebailas Lo Sese Sheish Bokoris. It's only mid the Rabbana. Why don't you say what Esei Deicha Loi says? The Ravid says the rule is, the Rambam also says the rule is, whatever's going to make tray, if you have to, the din of Rosh Hashanah Korah Al-Kirbah, but that everything should be intact, is not 100%. The Chutei Chelem, the Chutei Dam, you have to remove. So if the Gidon Osha makes trape, so you should have to remove the Gidon Osha also. It makes trape in the Rabbanon. So you gotta remove that also. The Korban Pesach doesn't become puzzle if you're not going to broil it Rosh Hashanah Korah Al-Kirbah. That's the mitzvah b'shleimus, is to broil everything intact. Whatever's going to make trape, so it's self-understood. You don't, to that extent, you don't broil it intact. You have to remove that. So if it makes trape in the Rabbanon, you also got to remove it. So the Kess Mishnah claims, according to the Rambam, it doesn't even make trade with the Rabbanim. It's only an Issa Mita Minig.
What about Dam
Toya?
Is there a difference
with
the Rambam between the
Isha
and the Paris? Or that's just by Dam Sur?
I don't think so. Dam Toya is based on Benoist Yisrael Achmir Alatzm, those are Wasim. Benoist Yisrael Achmir Alatzm is both the Taris and the Bible. I think so. I think it's both the Taris and the Bible, but it's only a Minig. We assume it's still only a minute. So let's see. So the Gemara on Mishnah Nun Tesamim Beis has like this: two women were sleeping in the bed. One is a Nachris and one is a Yisraelis, and they find a kesem. Two women wore the same dress, bizar hazeh. And then you find the kesem at the end of the day. You don't know whether to attribute to Rochel or Taleh. And one of them happens not to be Jewish. One of them is Jewish. The other one is not Jewish. So the Mishnah says, "Shishila l'chalukah l'nachris, harei ze toy l'bo," because the nachris is the ches kastuma midirabbanon. She's tmeya midirabbanon. Mina Torah, there's no tuma at all, but she's tmeya midirabbanon, and the tahira is tahira. So tell them, "Sakal kolam b'mekuko," you attribute the kesem to the nachris. So the Gemara comes, Omar Rav. Rav comes and he says, "Only b'nachris haroya." If the Nachris is only 10 years old, she didn't start having a Ria yet. So that's ridiculous. That's the correspondent to Ria. It means the Nachris is 20 years old. She already has Rias. Frag the Gemara, but isn't there a brisa that doesn't seem to say like that? Amar Rav Sheshi, can I mishach Rav Amal Hashmaitz at the time that Tona Benochris or Meiram Benochris or Ruya Liras? Tanakama sounds like he's Meikol Tona Benochris, even a 10-year-old Nochris. And Rav Meir is Machmir. No, it has to be a Nochris or Ruya Liras. She's old enough. She's old enough that that age, women do have a Ruya. But he didn't say like Rab said, I feel the Rabbi Kamel, but really, it was all right. He doesn't say, really, it's true. He doesn't say as far as Rameh didn't say what Rab said. Rab said only if you know for sure the Nachris was once a Roya. Why is Rab so machmi? It can only be told the Nachris if she's a Nachris or Roya. So then the Gemara says, no, the Tizbar, Rameh, the Chumar, you think that Rameh is the one that's machmi. No, Rameh, the Kulda, the Tanya, Abba Brysa. Tanakam says, Ela tell the Nachris. It cannot be told. Rameir is Mekel. Rameir is Mekel Akasha Hachsa Stira, one version on the other version. Is Rameir, Tanakam is more Machman than Rameir, more Mekel. Which is it? Mora says, no, the Tanakam, and the Gemara, El Akasha Hach Shvit Sochi, who is Sheroy? Tanakama holds only if she already was a Roya. Tanakam is Machmir. Can only be told the Nochris if the Nochris already is a Roya. Rameh Rameh Beruya Liris is good enough. Afal Pishena Roy. So Rab is saying we shouldn't pass like Rameh. Rameh is disagreeing with the Tanakhama. Rab is saying we should pass like the Tanakhama. Only if the Nachris is a Roy. If the Nachris is not a Roy, then it doesn't make sense. He can't be told enough. Fine. So we'll pass like Rab. Then the Gemara has a Machlekes Satanoi. What's the din of a Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nido Le Nido? So if the woman has a Riyaz Dam 3 consecutive days, she becomes a Zabek Dodo Shenit Shebikim. She only has Dam 1 day or 2 days in a row, then she's only Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom. She has to make a Hefzik Tara before the end of that day, either the end of the first day, second day, whatever it happens to be. And then she needs a Bedika tomorrow morning. And then Menatari can say Mikzis Hayom Kekuloi. She can make a Bedika that morning and go to the Mikveh. And the Rab Shimon says, Avalama Chacham Asalas is Kain, Shematira Batista. Rab Shimon says, we don't permit it to be Tovel in the Mikveh, we don't permit it to be Tovel in the Mikveh, because she may be with her husband, then she may have Riaz Dam before the Shkia, and it turned out that the whole day was an Enanoki, and the whole Tvil in the Mikveh was meaningless. Right. So what does it say in the Brisa? Tan Rabban and Tolo, there's a Machlekes, Rabbi Rab Shimon Gamliel, father and the son. Rabbi is the son of Rab Shimon Gamliel. Toila b'shemeres yom kineged yom b'sheni shaloh. That's on the yom tohor, the yom naki. She had a riyaz dam today, so tomorrow, towards the end of the day, before the shkia, she makes a hefsek tara. Then tomorrow morning, she's going to make a bedikah, she's going to be toivel in the mikveh. She didn't have a chance yet to be toivel in the mikveh. She already made the bedikah. She had the ability, men ator, to be toivel in the mikveh. She didn't go yet. So the Tanakhama, Rab Shimon Gamliel says, you can't be toivel. Toila, you found the kesem. And I'm Tahoira, and the other one is a Temeya. The other one is a Temeya, but she has the ability to go to the mikveh this minute. She already did the bedikah. She can go to the mikveh right now. She didn't bother to go yet. So the Tana Kama Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Toila b'shemeres yom kineged yom b'sheni shelah. Or if the other woman had Riyas 3 days in a row, she needs shivinakim. It's the 7th day. She already made the bedikah in the morning. But we say Feri Shiva shalei tovlo. She just didn't go to mikveh yet, so she's still tameyo. So the Tanakhama holds the Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom B'Sheni Shaloh and the Saver Shiva B'Shvi Shaloh is still B'Cheskas Tuma. So that's the din of Tola Misa Kal Tola B'Mekul. You have Shtei Kederes, and one is B'Cheskas Tara. One is you dealing with an issue derabbanan. Ksamim is only with the Rabbanan. Dealing with an issue derabbanan. So if you have Shtei Noshim, you can't be Mekel Svek Rabban Lekul, it's either me or her. Go Lekul, you have no right to. It's tied to the Sasra. You have to go Lechumra on both. Unless one of them is Beches Kastum, one is Beches Kastara. So the Tanakhama holds that the woman, if she would have already been Toivol on the morning of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, she would have already been Toivol on the morning of the 7th day, so they're both Beches Kastara. But she wasn't yet Toivol. So the Tanakhama, Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Tanakhama, he says, even though she can, she has the ability to be Tevel this minute, Kozman, she wasn't Tevel, she's still Becheskas Tumah. And Rebbe disagrees, and he disagrees with his father. He says, what are you talking about? Ain't a Tevel. Since theoretically the woman has the ability to be Tevel in the mikveh now, she's Tmeya, but you can't say that she's Becheskas Tumah. Becheskas means status quo, if you don't know if anything changed. So you still, what do you mean?
Don't we assume once he did a Hefzik Tara, which is Becheska Zayin Aroi?
She's no longer Becheska's Roa. She's not.
So
the question is, if she called Becheska's Tuma? She is Tmeya. Can you say that she's Becheska's Tuma?
If she's so Tame B'Tumas Meis, that's not going to make a difference. It has to be that there's a chance that it came from her.
Right. So this woman is a Zava, is a Nida, is a Zava Ktana, something. She is something. She wasn't Tevel yet, so she is Tmeya. The question is, the whole din of Taliyah, Bishtei Kederes, or Bishtei Noshim is, one has a Cheskas Tara, one has a Cheskas Tuma. So this woman is Tmeya. Is she called Becheskas Tuma? So the Tanakama holds that she is Becheskas Tuma. You can be Tevel, but Kozman, she's not Tevel in the Mikveh, she's Becheskas Tuma. The Rebbe says, no, how can you ain't a Tevel? How can you be Tevel how she does? She's Tmeya, but you can't call her a Cheskas Tuma. Since she has the ability to be Tevel right now.
If that's Sufik Mem, we wouldn't ask him that that she has a Cheskas Tuma. It doesn't help. Like if it was Ninda, the Nimzachas, and she went in.
Yeah.
You'd say that she has a Cheskas Tuma.
With respect to Sufik, whether she was Tevel or not, she is Tmeya, so that's Cheskas Tuma. Whether the Tvila helped or not, that's Cheskas Tuma. But over here, Rebbe holds that that's not called a Cheskas Tuma. You can't be Tevel in her. He can't call that, he holds she's Tmeya, but it's not called a Cheskas Tuma. Let's see. The Shovin, but this, they all agree, should Tayla b'shemeres yom, can I get yom? Barishan Shalom. What if it wouldn't be the day on which he made the B'dikaj? It's not the morning of the second day. It's the first day. The Isha has every Yazdam, and the Yud Alf Yom Shemay Nidal Anidal. And she has to make a Hefzik Tara by the end of the day and do a Bedika tomorrow morning, and we found a Kesem today. So that they all agree. V'shamen that even Rebbe agrees to Reb Shimon Gamliel, it can be Toila, V'shmaz Yom Kanayam, Berishan Shalom, or B'Yosheves Al Dam Tohar. You can be Toila B'Yosheves Al Dam Tohar, because it doesn't change her status at all. U'B'Psula Shadameho Tehoirin. She has Dam from Amako, yeah. It doesn't change her status at all. So what is this? What is this machlokes hatanoim? So here there's a fascinating on the top tesis. They refer to a Mishlah Melech and Perek Tes. In case you don't bother to look it up, so when you learn Yeridah, the Pischei Tshuva tells you what the Mishlah Melech said. So Mishlah Melech writes an interesting chiddush. If it's shemeres yom keneged yom berishin shalom. Then they all agree, the Shavin, that he can be Toila. She's Becheskas Tuma. If it's B'Sheni Shalom, and she already made the B'dikah, she just wasn't Toivel in the Mikveh, so that's when you have a Machlokes. What if it would be B'Shlishi Shalom? What if it would be the next day? Or not that she's a Zavik Doila B'Safer Shiva Shalom Tovla on the morning of the seventh day, and she has the ability to be Toivel. It's the eighth day. She's already the eighth day. So the Mishlah Melech thinks that case is no machlokes. Shemeres yom keneged yom bishlishi shalom. The whole day is gone already. See, b'sheni shalom, she can be tovel in the morning, employing the principle of mitzayim kikuloi. But then we know you can be soysel and mafre. If you're going to have, that's why Reb Shimon made a avlam hachamim. Also, alas is kain. Shemetir v'tistel. Yeah, Reb Shimon is in. So the Mishnah Melech claims the only time there's a machlokes is Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel, whether the woman is still Becheskas Tuma or not, that's on the Sheni Shalom, because there's a possibility to be Soysel Mafreya. But if it's B'Shlishi Shalom or B'Shemera Shiva, not on the Yom HaShvi, on the Yom HaShmini, so then the Mishnah Melech has a machlokes with other Rechayim. He thinks that even Rabbi would agree to Reb Shimon Gamliel in such a case that the woman is Becheskas Tara. Then you cannot be Toila now. The woman would be, but they're both Becheskas Tara. I'm Becheskas Tara, she's also Becheskas Tara. The only time Rebbe holds that the woman is Becheskas Tuma is because it's the day on which you have the right to employ the principle. If you choose to, you have the right to employ the principle of Mikzayim Kukula. And if you will employ the principle, there's still a possibility to be Soysela Mafreya. So Rebbe holds she's still Becheskas Tuma. But the next day, if there'll be Dam, it'll be Metami, Mekanalaba, it won't be Soysel and Mafreya. So the Mishlamel thinks that even Rebbe would agree to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that the woman is Becheskas Tuma. and you can't be toiv. So this Nachman, so this is a machlekes Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel on the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. The Gemara give three. We have three cases. Berishin Shalom, Bisheni Shalom, Bishlishi Shalom. Berishin Shalom, Bishoven. They all agree that you can't be toiv. That's mamish becheskas tum. B'sheni shelo she already made mikzah and kikuloi. That's the case with his machlokes. And it's the vera shiva on the yom hashmini that the Mishnah Melech thinks they would all agree that it's tum. Now the Gemara has a new shayla. Amar Rav Chizda writes smack in the middle of the yom. Tomi v'toho shalcho b'shnei shvilin. Shnei shvilin is a mishnayis in a holos. The din is that a mace is matami ba'ohel. And there are three kinds of an ohel. A mace yakum, a mace metami, but maga me masabo. So maga is I touch the mace, even if I don't move it. And masa, if I'm wearing gloves, or the mace is wrapped up, but I pick it up, or I push it like this, so that's masa. And then, so mace yakum, I rosa metami, but maga masa. And ohel is a machlek is hatanim, whether all the mace Yisrael, a metami bo, ohel, or even mace yakum, a metami bo, machlek is a rishonim, tesis, and the Rambam. And in Shulchan Aruch they recommend that Kohanim should be machmer, not to come in contact with Meisei Akum Afila Ba'oham. Not to come in contact Afila Ba'oham. There's a sign that one of the professors put up that when they have a dead body, the Kohanim should be careful not to touch it because Meisei Akum Antami Ba'agam Masa and Antami Ba'oham. That's against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the Mechabe and the Ramo both recommend that Kohanim should be careful not to come in contact with Meisei Akum. Afila ba'ohel, not to be metami ba'ohel either. So there are three kinds of ohel. There's one kind of ohel, let's say the mace is on the ground, and I lean on top of the mace. I am mahil on the mace. The other ohel is I'm sitting minding my own business, someone is carrying the mace on top of my body, on top of my head. So that's the mace is mahil on me. And then the third one is what we call ohel amshoch. I'm sitting over here, and the mace is over there, and there's one roof that goes over both of us. That's called ohel amshoch. The tumah is nimshach from the one to the other. The other kinds of oil are mochomer. The oil where I'm mahil on the mace, and mace is mahil on me, that's a gemara in the end of Chulin. And Orba Reite, there's machlegis abai v'rove, and Rove says that that's mochomer. The oil amshoche is a less chamedi gedin. Oil amshoche. Some misread a shach in the end of Yeridei as saying that oil amshoche is only the rabbon. Pashtus is that. The Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that the printer put the Sif Cotton, the Shach always has a number, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin. So the Chasam Sofer says the printer put the Tzion of the Shach on the wrong line in the Mechaber. It belongs on a different line. So the way the Shach reads in our edition of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Shach is saying that the din of Olam Shach is only with the Rabban. So the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva that's impossible. Olam Shach is a din deraisa. Shach meant that Sof Tomolotzis is a Dinder Rabban. It's a different line in the Mechaber, the same caption in the Shach, but on a different line. So here...
In which way is Ha'olam Shach more or less Tomor, if you hold it still right?
In which way is it less Chomor? Got to look in the Sugi there, the end of Chulin, in Perek Arba Reitet. Rava holds that Mahil on the mace is mahil on me, that's closer to Maga. That's Mohammed closer to Maga. So therefore what? Negev v'chayza v'negev. I think if I'm mahil on two different chatzoi shir, I think there's room to be machmir and by olam shoch and not. I forgot. You got to take a look in the sugi. I don't remember. There was some... the Nesivis had a son-in-law who was achsidish rav. He didn't get along with. Sivis was anti-Chassidish. Rabbi Kevek also had a son-in-law who was Chassidish. Didn't exactly 100% go for him. So the Nesivis' son-in-law was the Rav in Sochatshov, same time that the Avnei Nezer was the Chassidish Rebbe. Sochatshov Rebbe, he was the Rav in Sochatshov. He was older. So he, when the Chiddush Arim passed away, so the son-in-law of the Nesivis delivered a hesped, and he published this hesped. The hesped wasn't so long. And he published it in a separate paper. So a lot of blank pages in the end. So Kadesh Shalom Lahotzi Hani Yorcholov, no, not to waste all that precious paper. He wrote Chidushi Halachas after the Hesped was up. He wrote some Chidushi Dinim and Hilchas Avelis. So one of the Chidushi Dinim is he quotes in the name of his father-in-law, name of the Nesivis, that what they recommend in Shulchan Aruch, you should be Choshesh that Mesa Yakama Mitami Ba'oihel, that's only if you're Mahel on the Mesa and the Mesa is Mahel on you, because that's closer to Maga. But Oilam Shocha, that you don't have to worry about. If the Mesa Akum is over there and I'm over here and I'm not Mahel on top of him, that you don't have to be Choshish for. So that's the whole hullabaloo that the later Achaim say he didn't know what he was talking about, couldn't be. The Nesivis never said such a thing. So some places in Europe that was the minig. That's where Moshe said. Where he came from, that was the minig. That they were only choshish for Kohanim not to come in contact with Mesei Akum, but Oyel means not to be Mahel on the Mes, but Oyel Amshocha, Rav Moshe says where he came from, they were Mekel on that. And others say, he can't be, it's a mistake. He never said it. He must have heard wrong. He said other things also in the name of his father-in-law, that Avnei Nezer, he mentioned about when we learned Hilchus Malicha. So he said that I'll call Korban Chatak Rimelach, you have to put salt. Salt and sugar is basically the same thing, it has a different flavor, but it's really the same thing. So he says, if you put salt also. Doesn't matter, salt, sugar, it's all the same thing. So the Amnesis said, that's utterly ridiculous. He must have misheard. The Nesivis would never say, salt and sugar have nothing to do with each other. How are they the same thing? Just because they granulate both of them, they look the same. But they don't taste the same. The chemical composition, not the same. The discussion in Achrayim, can you salt flesh with sugar to remove the blood? It's not. No one says, no one in his right mind said, because sugar is the same as salt al pidin. That it's a question of Metzius. The salt will draw out the blood. Will the sugar draw out the blood or not? It's a question of Metzius. If you have some other liquid chemical that will draw out the blood, it'll also be good. It's not halacha whether the sugar is dina kemelach or the sugar is not dina kemelach. The pilpul that the pischi chuv and the later Achrayim have is a question of Metzius, whether sugar will draw out the blood. So Nachamal, so what's the din? A mace is metami ba'oil. So let's say they buried a mace under a highway. They didn't ask a shot. They buried a mace, and then they made a highway over there. Whoever goes on that highway becomes tami tumas ohel. The mace is 6 feet under, and I'm way above it. But the tumor is tutsa ohel ad l'rakia. Goes up to l'rakia. Sure. That's the shot that they talk about when the coin goes on an airplane. So why isn't the airplane, the further the distance, the more impossible it is to travel without going over a cemetery? If you go from California to New York, there must be some cemetery across the way. So if a mace is metami ba'oil, so why doesn't the tumor go up? Okay, so that's a discussion that the poskim have. How can a coin ever go on an airplane? The Kozhik Glover has a whole shuvah about that. How can a coin go on an airplane any long distance, he's vada going to cross over a cemetery. So he would talk to no airplane. He's going, a guy's going on a highway. So what if there are two highways? There's the Harlem River Drive, and there's the Henry Hudson Parkway. We know that 70 years ago, the highway was paved on top of a cemetery. We forgot already, 70 years later, we forgot which highway. Is it the Harlem River Drive or the Henry Hudson? So if a guy went on both highways, so Mimonim Shach, he's tummy. So for sure he's tummy. What if he only went on one highway, didn't go on both? So it's a Sofik Tumah. So what's a din of Sofik Tumah? So there's a din. Sofik Tumah B'shus HaRabim is Sveika Tor. That's considered a B'shus HaRab. So Sofik Tumah B'shus HaRabim Sveika Tor. What if there were two people? One went on one highway, one went on the other highway. And each guy comes to ask on his own. So each guy is Sofik Tumah B'shus HaRabim Sveika Tor. What if both the shoyl b'vasachas? They both come to ask the shayla at the same time. So then the mishnayos have the din. You have to be metame both. Why do you have to be metame both? It's a tie to this asrei. So Tosis writes in Sochim when the Gemara discusses this. Where is that in Sochim? The Yud Amud Aleph Tosis Dima Maskel b'vasachas. The Tosis proves from our Gemara, the Ferish Ma Gemara from that Gemara, that it's only midirabonon min haTorah yimetahir both. It's only a chumra midirabbanan that you cannot give a psak. The mechzik echucha be a pula. It looks ridiculous. How can you say they're both tohar? We all know bevados that one of them is tam. Why is it minatir? It's midirabbanan mechzik echucha be a pula. You can't give such a psak. And why is minatira? Why is minatir? How come you can't give such a psak minatira? So Tosis on the first daf discusses it. Based on Menalef, Tosis said, what is it based on? Is that based on Sofik Tumah B'shus HaRabim Sveika Tohar even Bol Dishol B'Vasachas? That's what it's based on. So Tosis says it can't be. The bottom Tosis, Beis Amin Aleph, the both Tosis in there, very important. So the bottom Tosis, Rabbi Kiveger is Mitzayim, look at our Tosis with Samach Amin Aleph. He gives you a cross reference. Rabbi Kiveger on the bottom of the page, Beis Amin Aleph. So one line in the bottom Tosis where Rabbi Kenega has the tzion, the Tosis says, each one is tahar because safik tamushu seram sveka tahar. So that's a dabba she'iyev shalias. It can't be that they're both tahar. So there lo yafinon misoita. What's the whole marker that safik tuma b'shul sayachet sveka tome v'adai safik tuma b'shul sarabim sveka tohar v'adai? The whole marker is learned out from soita. The whole marker is learned out from soita. So Tosin says, like, amina mi soita elo dovish epshalias. If it's dovish epshalias, not. So how boli shoba basachas, how come we have the right minatoira to paskin that they're both tohar? Tosin said, that's not based on safik tuma b'shul sarabim, that's based on cheskas tarot. And Chazaka works even tied to this Asri. Learning out from Sofik Tuma B'shul Saram Sveka Tohor is learned out from Soito. That's only Dabashe Epshalios. Tosis has a Chocha to that. They have a whole Shtikal Torah. They have a Kashan a Gemara in Nozir. If you have time, it's fascinating. Tosis has a Gemara in Nozir. Nun Zayin, beginning of Perek Shnei Nizir. So there's a Peladik Gemara. So Tosis says the Gemara goes in circles. The Gemara didn't answer the question. So Tosis tells you that Teretz is XYZ. Based on their Teretz, they go weiter. Not everybody agrees with their Teretz. They said a Shtikal Teretz, and then they start flying based on their Teretz. They assume that Teretz is true. Kamenara points out that Rav Chaim Moise has the first Tshuva. He says the Rambam clearly doesn't agree with Tosis' Teretz. But this is Tosis has a Shtikal Teretz. You only learn Sofik Tuma B'shu Seyochet Sveika Tameim, Sofik Tuma B'shu Seram Sveika Tor, if it's a Dabashi Epshalias. If it's a Dabashi Epshalias, lo yafina misoita. But nonetheless, a bol ishol bevasachas, shneim tahorim. Oh, so that's not based on Sofik Tuma B'shu Seram Sveika Tor, that's the Epshalias, that's based on Chazok. And Chazok does work. Status quo works even tied to the Sasiha. It doesn't correspond to reality. So obviously, that's the famous Reb Shimon Shkop points out in the Shari Yoshit, based on what Taisa said. That chazokah doesn't mean the probability is that nothing changed. No, it's impossible. It's a bevadai that something is wrong. Chazokah is a din hanhoge. Chazokah means if you don't know what the facts of the case are, and you know what the din was yesterday, and you don't know today whether it's the same or not, so you have a right to be noyeg as if everything is the same as yesterday, even though you know bevadai that something is fishy over here. It's impossible. It's a din hanhoge. It's a din hanog, like we said, bitl beroyv, it's a din hanog. I know bevados, and I'm eating the soup, the kosher soup, that has a little bit of chazal shmaltz in it, the chazal shmaltz is bottle b'shishim. Every spoon of soup that I swallow, I'm swallowing a chatzishir osim in atara. I'm swallowing some tray for chazal shmaltz. Chatzishir is even less than a chatzishir, even a mashir is also osim. So it's bevados, I'm eating treifas. Nonetheless, that's halach, bitl beroyv is a din hanog. So here also, it's a din hanog. So here the Gemara is discussing this thing. On Samach Amud Aleph, you have Shnei Shvilin, and two people walk down the Shnei Shvilin. And if they're both Tohor, and both Lishol Bezach Hazeh, so Safik Tumim Bishul Sarab Mishveke Tohor, both Lishol Bevasachas, so we have a Chumr Midi Rabbanon, Mechzik Echuch Betlu, we can't say that they're both Tohor. So since it's only a Chumr Midi Rabbanon, both Lishol Bevasachas, so then you can say Toilim. If you would be dealing with a din deraisa, you can't say toilim. Once you're only dealing with a din derabbanan, so we allow toilim. So what can be over here toilim? If one of them has a cheskas tuma, and the other one has a cheskas tara, so you shtel, and the whole issue is only the rabbanan to begin with, then you shtel the tomei of cheskas tuma, the torah of cheskas tara, you say the tohar remains tohar, and there's no tie to the sasa. You can't arbitrarily be mekel. I'll be mekel on my friend to be machmer on my enemy. The arbitrarily, you can't say one lahakal, one lahachmer. If one has a cheskas tuma, one has a cheskas tara, then you can. So the Gemara says, what if they're in the middle of counting? We switched the topic. Before we were talking about toilem misakal kol b'mekulkam by nida zovo shemeres yom kenag yom. Now all of a sudden we switched. That's what Tosfos doesn't understand. Why did we switch? We switched. We're talking about tamei mesi. So if the guy's a tamei mesi in the middle of the 7 days, he needs hazosh shlishi shvi. So the Gemara discusses, would that be l'chol ha'days? How does this compare? Machleg is Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel. How would it apply in this case? So we'll be netted tomorrow. We got to work on this a little more. Okay? Got that meant to do. Oh, this is yours. Yes.
Thank you.